Okay, the mic is open. Oh man, I went on and on and on about Jesus. And proving once again in my old school style, before the whole world, through a form of backwards wisdom, backwards application of wisdom, i.e. backwards mathematics, that tends to prove that the way, the truth, and the life is Jesus, as opposed to the way of subjectivity, the way of feeling, the way of saying that you see the reflections on the wall in Plato's cave and you say, those are these, I'm certain of it. When you don't know shit, all you doctors, all you political experts, you're so fucking dumb that you brought the potential of a beautiful world to this, and now you want to kill everybody because you're a frustrated little boy. You're a frustrated little girl, never had to do anything, never had to work a day in their life, just went to Ivy League schools, and now you run the show, and if people are disobedient, you want to lock them up because you don't know the truth. No, it's not because you all agree. It's because you all agree that you haven't used your brain. You all agree that you don't know how to think. You all agree that you have no use for truth. So we wind up in a land far beyond Sodom and Gomorrah. It's all the way toward consciousness as abomination. Your consciousness. So we'll begin again. Jesus is not like Mohammed. Jesus is not like Krishna or Buddha or Shiva. Jesus is not like quantum physics, like Atman equals Brahman, micro equals macro, etc., etc. Far beyond comprehension unless you know the truth and abide in truth. And then the secrets of the universe will be revealed to you. This is how people made breakthroughs. This is how people find their way to that northern star. This is how people make breakthroughs in science. This is how people, honest people, live. The world, and this is the thing with the world, once in, never out. When you're initiated in the world, the first thing you got to do is check your brain cells in at the door. Oh, be crafty. Learn how to stick the knife in somebody's back and twist. Learn how to blow away somebody's mother so you can get the insurance money. Learn how to play your little games. But when you apply it to the macro setting, to the big world, all you get is annihilation. Because you say, well, the human isn't worth it anyway. And I say, if you look at the achievements, when there has been wisdom applied, when there have been principles in order, when there have been inspiration from on high, from Jesus, then you see a whole different kind of thing. You see the promised land. You see breakthroughs in all kinds of fields. You see all kinds of truth. But now we have book burning. We have jailing people that don't lie about pronouns. We have, we have terrorists trained by Obama's people and the CIA and NATO training to go in and start blowing away innocent Russians. Because nuclear war is the only halfway intelligent thing that anyone's figured out how to do. But I say it's a descent to barbarism. I don't like it. Kill them all. And And it's sad. So let's go again to understand. The most powerful name in the world is Jesus. That name above every other name, and that is the name that most, you see most witches, you know, you go, well, you know, since witchcraft has been around, and by witchcraft I mean television, movies, Hollywood, DC, military, law enforcement, education, you know, is there any other explanation? To enshrine stupidity as high as it can be? Why is it stupid? Because it has to oppose the truth to derive power. But the power is never as strong as the truth. Therefore, Jesus must be eliminated. Therefore, there are many, many... Oh, I think what happened is I think I had this microphone open for a while. And then I think the dog jumped on it. But, you know, so I see a lot of these witches, you know, praying or conjuring against Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, because, see, that proves the point. I see the result of hunting down Christians to eliminate them. I don't see that with Buddhists. There may be a spat in between Hindus and Buddhists in, I don't know, Sri Lanka or someplace where there are political spats, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the truth. There can only be one truth. Most people would understand that. And if someone looks at Plato's cave images, shadows on the wall, and says, I know what that is. Here's the decision. Every decision I make is based on that cave. Well, then every decision you make is based on more and more ignorance until there's self-annihilation, which is the manipulation of those at war with God, but at the same time, God controls those at war with God. God controls those at war with God. God controls all the witches. God controls everything. He allows free will. If you make it all into an abomination, it just, you know, it can fail. People are allowed to fail because of the truth. Free will is the truth of love, the way, the truth, and the life. Is there anything else? That's because you're talking about the Alpha and the Omega. You're talking about the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You're talking about the cornerstone that the builders rejected. The cornerstone is what's needed to build a stable world, to be a world leader. Without the cornerstone, you're a rudderless ship. You go around in circles until you drown. And then you try to take everybody with you, like Joe Biden is with his nuclear war with Russia. Oh, don't even go there. It's America versus Russia, period. There is no other option. That's the way it is. Anybody discerning with truth would have known that a long time ago, years before it ever got to this point. And we did, and we said it, and it is proven to be 100% true. And there is no way to deviate from it at all unless you are ill-informed. It's called a proxy war. Ukraine was to be a stronghold for NATO that would be a stronghold to launch attacks on Russia to finally get Putin and get the last bit of any kind of... Well, Putin does not persecute Christians, as far as I know. That he's encouraging Jesus people in whatever form, and families, and population, and education. Imagine the difference in education. Here, the books that would yield wisdom are banned. Oh, an excuse like, I don't get to have sex with the tree. I don't get to have sex with daddy. Oh, no. Well, it must be a bad book. Burn it. And lock the people in jail who subscribe. That's the sound of barbarism, folks. Barbarism is what Rome descended to. Feed that belly lots of pork. Get the masses eating each other. And just everybody have a stuff-a-thon and then vomit it all over each other, all over the walls, till we build the whole world with vomit. The problem is when all those things, your appetite, your libido, your desire, your urges take over, but you're misinformed about everything you see, which all worlders are. All worlders. Everyone. I see the most well-intentioned New Agers out there. Beautiful, they worship nature, and they worship Gaia, and they love the ocean, and they travel around giving each other hugs and encouragement and say love is the answer. Almost like it's a pseudo-replacement for Jesus, but based on their control. I said their control. I meant they control. The love. With God, it's unlimited. But to see that love of God, one must pierce through the veil of man confusion, man chaos, man-centered ignorance, man-centered stupidity, man-centered decadence, man as abomination rather than man as a progression. From profane to sacred, from the muck to tabernacle. The only thing is, man cannot make himself a tabernacle. Man cannot make himself the cornerstone. Man cannot self-rule, as proven by this world. And Your Honor, I rest my case. You look at the world, we could just run down the headlines and watch the people groveling on the floor, crying and weeping and gnashing their teeth because they can't stand even one more news article because it's such a failure. It's such a complete abomination and failure because the abrogation of the potential that is inhuman is itself an incredible sin. The non-potentiation of what could be potentiated in favor of crass, stupid desire, idiocy, and lack of wisdom is itself an abomination. So here I am. This is even better than the first time, Trish. It's more crystallized because I prove this time and time again. I prove it to the whole world. I prove it to anyone who wants to listen. To the whole world, what's right, what's wrong. And I'm sorry, you know, it's so funny because I have a lot of friends in the horror genre and I'm not fooled by religion and all that shit, you know, and they don't realize that most of the great horror epics have been influenced by this knowledge of philosophy and religion and this grist and grinding between the two, man's desires and God's desires and the conflict and the ethical conflicts within based on the presence of the living God and what a true abomination is. Now, as far as horror goes, I always love the story of, you know, the group of dumbasses. Let's face it, all these groups that go from college break and we're going to go out and rent an Airbnb place right on the lake, and there's only one house on the lake, we get it all to ourselves, right? What could possibly go wrong? And of course, all hell breaks loose, and you can go whichever way you want. I'm a sucker for those. Those are horror. It's called horror. And you can twist people up, dismember them. You can have demons come in. You can have cannibalism. You can have people become possessed. You can have all kinds of things. But the woods, the lake, the beach, the boat. Another classic place for horror. The biggest horror for me is some of the psychological horror of a film called The Shining. Watching the transformation of Jack Nicholson, for example, is to me, and also The Boy, is for me true horror. So I think I have pretty good taste. The Exorcist, another good example. So when I say horror, I'm talking about quality. I couldn't have that kind of quality without the consideration of the truth, without having the, you know, without having this discussion about God, about Jesus. For example, The Exorcist. For example, the fact that the Overlook Hotel and The Shining was filled with ghosts that want to recreate their dumb soiree, their big end of the summer festival, where every abomination known to man goes on in the rooms, especially room 237. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Wouldn't even appreciate that story unless I understood Christ. Unless I was involved in some way. It could be an intellectual way where I'm reading everything I can to try to refute Christ. To me, that's still pretty darn good. It's a person who has not given up, who wants to find the truth and hopefully abide in it, because truth means advancement. Petty desires, the world, man's basic instincts, means no evolution, no progression, no expansion, no innovation, nothing but eventual World War III, which is, you see where all this has gotten us. The think tanks, oh, they're on board. The State Department, oh, they're on board. I'm comparing Jesus to nuclear war. One path leads to nuclear war. One path leads to the stars and beyond. Which one would you rather be on? The expansion or the contraction, the devolution? The ignorance, the stupidity, the wanton. Oh, I know, they go up and down the hall and they nod and wink that they got this secret thing going on. And really, they just grab each other's nuts and twist and threaten children everywhere and traffic the arts and desire. Don't forget all the drugs and food that go down the gullet that wipe out the intellect. Intellect being racist. Intellect being racist, they say, because they're too lazy to do the real work, to read the real books, to go the distance, to stand before God and say, Lord, I have gone the distance, and I have found that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other. I have compared it to everything. And the way that I came to that conclusion, O God, is because the best and brightest of the world, all opposed to you, which proved you to be even bigger than I thought. And then when I really got a good look at you, I scared to death. I fell on my face. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that something to consider? God can prove himself two ways. I like the opposite. Find out who the world opposes and what the world opposes. Because if you oppose God, you oppose learning. You oppose all books. You oppose anything but barbarism and, well, I suppose primitivism. You enshrine witchcraft as your religion. And anyone you don't like, you slay. Sounds like the world on steroids. Anyway, so now we have the best and the brightest America has to offer. Wanting to kill everyone because they can't figure out their own mind, their navel, their whatever, their potential, their purpose, their what. They don't know what they are, so they must destroy it. Because if they can't figure it out, we don't want anyone else figuring it out. We must take it away. If there's potential there, we must wipe it out. Everything that has any kind of potential that is not in our control, it must be wiped out, and everything in our control must be wiped out as well. Because that's where our education has taken us. That's where our intelligence has taken us. So now we're kicking the bear. You don't think Putin knows that it's America doing the terror? Biggest terrorist on earth is America. Biggest. Worst, most cruel. You know, there was a time America used to take care of other countries and not have to go in and have a peace for themselves. How far we have fallen. But, you know, it's in conjunction with ridding ourselves of God. All anyone had to do was find out who the witches oppose. How many of the witches' prayers? Because the witches represent the worlders. That's the worlder religion. Those of you who think Taylor Swift is a dumb fuck, you know what I mean? Just, you know, kind of dumb luck and not that great. You know, this is them. She's a perfect embodiment of them with her little handler, with a little orange hair, little demon, ugly little bitch. You know, giving her like commands. Like a marionette. And if you couldn't see that at the Super Bowl or whenever, you know, whenever she had her moment in the sun, I predict she starts going down now. She's had her fun, right? Or do we have to go to another Beyonce or another? Do you really need more? You're having all the Diddy stuff come out now? Huh? You see, everything is about humping ass. It's all about humping that ass. When it finally comes down to it, it's going to all be about eating that flesh. As opposed to building vehicles for space or whatever. People that don't know about God can build vehicles for space. Well, of course they can. If you're not completely cut off, if you're subject to being able to learn, if you are still an intact human being, you can do amazing things, and along the way, you will discover the truth. I guarantee it. It's what you do on that day that counts. When you encounter the truth, do you run? Do you line up with people that hate the truth? Because when you hate the truth, again, you're a rudderless ship going in circles, eventually to sink, which is what we are now. I'm talking about the whole world. I'm talking about every country. I'm talking about 160 countries or whatever. Being that dumb, feeding at that trough, wanting that result, led by greed and avarice, led by violence and stupidity. Well, at one point there used to be a protocol of people in the sciences would disagree, and so they would debate. And in writing their papers, doing their research, they would further the discussion, hopefully toward what? Truth. That's what they're going for. Now, it's hard if they deny the truth to come to truth. Anyone who has really rejected Jesus in their heart cannot come to truth, cannot make a contribution to society that would be meaningful, is incapable. If they're incapable of truth, they're incapable of, creation. Because it takes the framework of truth, in a sense, and the guidance therein of the Holy Spirit to make breakthroughs in, well, for example, we're here, we don't need to be here on Earth. We could be beyond the stars. But no, we get kept here, imprisoned by the same people that have shown to be stupid, impolite, short-tempered, violent. And if anyone disagrees with them, it's kill them all. This is like a 5-year-old. You have a 5-year-old leading the world into its own destruction due to lack of wisdom and lack of knowledge and extreme stupidity, which the IQ points fall every year because everything is dumbed down, everything is stupid. Even now, when I see the propaganda about on commercials like families and marriage and kids and house and Christmas, I realize it's all to sell people on the fact that this is real and that it doesn't change and that you can rely on tradition, rely on John Deere. So I prove that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life by looking into the opposite direction and seeing the result of rejecting the cornerstone of all reality. The cornerstone of all reality, rejected. So Western civilization, which had been partially built on, some wisdom, but not enough to hold out through this period. Seriously, folks, the fact that people still can't see what's going on in Russia and with this regime, including the Klaus Schwabs and the rest of it, if they still can't see it, there's no excuse other than they rejected God and that they're just on the side of evil. And stupidity, because it takes being dumb to be able to put up with it, right? To cheer on, well, you remember the last Super Bowl. You had Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and their big thing, and then Kelce drunk out of his mind, making a fool of himself in front of the whole world. And he says, that's a good old boy. That's an American. It's just like, okay. Yeah. And it wasn't interesting. And it kind of got swept off the stage. Who knows where it'll be next year, but it'll probably be something else. Some other shiny object they want to put in front of you to occupy your time, to get you to buy a jersey, to cheer the team on, to know that all is right with the world. All is not right with the world, ladies and gentlemen. All is not right with the world, brothers and sisters. All is not right with anything. And the only message that God has, including the eclipse coming up, is turn back to me. That's the message in the eclipse. Turn back to me. Every prophetic voice in the world is echoing the same thing about that eclipse. It's one of the rare moments everyone's on the same page. No need to overthink it or get more attention for it. It's basically, you know, Nineveh, Salem, i.e. witchcraft, et cetera, you know, repent. And, you know, the cross. The answer is the cross. It's all right there. It doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that much unpacking to see something that's in your face. What do you mean you got to think about it? It means turn back to me, and I will save you. I can turn this around, says the Lord. Otherwise, it ends. And I mean it ends hard. And I mean it's going to be a hard, hard, hard punishment. As harsh as annihilation can be. So, instead of that, the idea is to turn back to the Lord. It's a call. People wanted revival. Well, it's not exactly revival. It's more like, first time! God's in your face calling you. Of course, to repentance. Repentance meaning change direction. The worlder's way is the way of stupidity and the way of violence and the way of mass death and the way of perversion, abomination, stupidity, dumbness, lack of breakthrough, stuck on the planet, no, everybody's sick, big pharma, and all the rest of it. Man cannot rule himself by rejecting God. Never could. Never will. It's in the history books. Evidence of it is everywhere. Everywhere. This truth is truth. Established. Anybody can see. Anybody with even one day of discernment from the Holy Spirit could see what this eclipse is all about. You know, the same response should be when you see the ocean. It means turn back to me and I will save you. But it's right in your face with all the symbology and names, everything you need to prove what I said is true. So you have a prophetic message from on high to you. It doesn't need an interpreter. It doesn't need me. It doesn't need anybody to interpret. It's right to you. To you. And what God is saying is, I exist. There is another way. I exist. There is another way. As far as all the violence and everything about, you know, Christianity, the Christian wars and the, you know, empire building and the, you know, politicization and the theocracies and all the rest of it. Forget it. Man is flawed. But when man does a thing like that to enforce one's free will, he's on the side of Antichrist, not on the side of Jesus. So, when Constantine force it. You can't force Jesus on anyone. You can say you do it, but that does not mean Christian nation. That does not mean Christian powerhouse. That doesn't mean anything. It has to be the people. Each individual counts. It has to be you. I don't know. Maybe I love negative attention, but I kind of like talking about Jesus around people who hate Jesus. I really do. Like when I was on Art Bell, you know, the one thing he kept attacking me the whole time, and then finally I prayed for this woman toward the end there, and he just blew his top. That was it. I was kicked off for life. Yeah. Here's, you know, Mr. Enlightened. You know what I mean? One of the dumbest, good, you know, I guess a good entertainer. It kept, you know, all these people on the string in the middle of the night trying to get an answer, and he had no answer. At one point, he put some prayer up where everybody prayed the same thing. You could see that, yes, mass consciousness, thinking about the same thing, can bring about a result. So fucking what? Big deal. That's called human potential. There's a lot of things that could be done. That is just a parlor trick. And, of course, who he really was, and the whole thing that went down with his wife, and the, you know, running after, you know, I don't even want to go there, but you understand what he was, right? You understand what it was all about, right? And then you have that George Norrie that escaped from there. This man is not a serious person. When he's scared, he looks like he might be kind of holy. But he's not. And it doesn't matter. He's not my guide. He's not my... I've lost touch with him. I haven't listened to these late night shows. But I can tell you this. The only one that can straighten my head out is Jesus. I might be headlong down the path towards something, and Jesus puts a check in my spirit through the Holy Spirit and says, wait a second. Better keep your powder dry here, son. Rein me in before I, a little sheep, a little lamb, falls off the cliff. Might have to break my legs or put me in the hospital. To stop me, huh? Because he loves us. Why? Because we don't even know what love is. We don't even know what anything is. We barely know what reality, we barely know what things are. That's why it's such a hilarious exercise. Going into the hospital, I have to use allopathic medicine where I can, but I have to be the doctor. I can't let doctors treat me. They don't know what they're doing. That's all of them. I have yet to see even one who's any good. Now I'm seeing one, actually, now. The hematologist, the guy who, he does a study of blood and you know, cancer in the blood, leukemia, those kind of things. He's taking my blood and analyzing it, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, so I'm getting some help there, but I have to be the one that makes the call. They have to get my approval to do a surgery or my approval to do anything. And I'm going to have to take that to the Lord. Because I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry, Benz. Okay, stop yelling. Okay. Sorry, Benz. He doesn't like it when I yell. I was all full of piss and vinegar this morning and had a kind of a rough night. So, he doesn't like it when I get fervent. He doesn't understand. He thinks I'm angry with him. Do you think I'm angry with you, Benz? Huh? Benz? Well, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to proclaim the truth here, which I've done. And I feel good when I've proclaimed the truth, even if people hate it. Even if people want to refute me and have a debate of all things. You hear him whimpering. They want to have a debate. They want to debate that Jesus is just a myth. A la Jordan Maxwell's understanding, which he had no understanding of the big picture. None. Zero zip nada. He only knew what was wrong with this picture, the United States, birth certificates, you know, the technical stuff of the evil people keeping us imprisoned. He knew all that. But he did not know the ultimate truth. He wasn't, I don't think he was closed off to it. I just think... Okay, well, I guess this is it. Get in, get out. So anyway, the next thing that's going to happen is we're switching gears here. We've done this. We have proven, and I'll do more, proving beyond all, a lot of the, you know, the wiser people that have rejected God, they know I'm right. But then they act dumb. They act like, oh, I didn't know that, Zev. Could you tell me more? No, you just... Now, see, I hate this kind of patronizing that you end up doing with me. You know, and the other answer I get, folks, you might be interested in this, is I get told that I'm insane. And that I need help. Okay? Because there's no proof of what you're saying. I said, I just proved it. But only, you know, it's a, you know, life is a tale told by an idiot, filled with sound and fury, signifying nothing. Yes, Mr. Bard. And there was wisdom in literature here and there. Without God, life is a tale told by an idiot. Right now, what's happening with Russia and in Ukraine is a tale told by a fucking idiot. And all the rest of the propaganda that went with them, the woke, the DEI, the this, the that, all that stuff. White people, racist, all this stuff. It's all a manipulation of stupid. And it all comes from stupid people. Because they can't figure out the nose in front of their face. They can't figure out what is real and what is not. So they go with the Plato's cave painting, and they say, those images are what I say they are. And if you say they're something else, you go to jail. That's the kind of justice. That's the level. That's the world you now find yourselves in. You're 1 minute to midnight. You're on the verge of nuclear World War III. You're about to get killed. And the response is, and the message is, on April 8th, you know, God is saying directly to each one of you, turn back to me. He's saying it to the heathen. He's saying it to the people that had previously rejected God. He's saying, okay, here's another chance. The universe, this thing only goes one direction. It's only going to go one direction, folks. There is no back and forth. It's only going one direction. What kind of a cruel God would force you to repent like that? Either comply or die. Well, the state likes the term comply or die. You saw COVID. Would you like to live in a little cubicle given to you by the state? Take it out and beaten occasionally just for the heck of it? Maybe used as target practice? Because people are too stupid to understand the value in human potential. Can you understand this? Like, can you believe we're even... I didn't want to have this conversation 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I wanted us to get on the right path toward expansion. Contraction can only end in death. Oh, I see. It can only end in death, my friend. Oh, I understand why they do it. So they can belong. Oh, yes. I want to belong. I want to feel like I'm a part of everything. You know, I don't want to just be, I want to go out and play. I want to be, you know, have buddies and, you know, and be amused and be entertained and, you know, and I might want to, you know, wear weird clothes and, you know, do weird things sexually. I got to be free to do those things. Oh, there's no expansion except within. How many barriers have you broken? Oh, well, murder too? Come right on in. You're gonna succeed, and you're gonna do good. You're gonna do real good. You're gonna go up the ladder fast. But Your Honor, he got really dumb, like when it came to retirement age. Well, a lot of it's dementia, but a lot of it is regret. They know what they've done to themselves. And many of them are just too prideful to turn around. They would rather go, you know, have the flames. Because repentance looks weak. Repentance looks very weak. Repentance can get your kids killed. They'll put a curse on your kids and your grandkids. So deathbed confessions are not too popular, folks, for that very reason. Had they just heard the call when they were young? Man is not meant to be some kind of caged animal. It only goes one way. I mean, it only goes... This World War III thing is only going to go one way. To, you know, death. And it would be death by stupidity. We should write it in the stars. We should make sure there's a history of stupidity. And it's called World War III. It's called nukes. It's called annihilation of everyone because I don't like what they're thinking. It's called annihilation of everyone because I'm too lazy to think about human potential and expansion. I'm too lazy to read a book. I'm too lazy to think about an idea. I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy. So I need decadence. I need drugs. I need inebriation. I need sex. I want food. I want to be on a yacht. I want to be pampered. Then I want to make decisions for all humanity. Because I'm so well trained by then. I'm so well informed that I deserve to tell people to either cut bait or die. And it's cutting bait on my behalf, not yours. Should be easy to see which side is on God's side. Well, okay, folks. Let's consider that to be... It's all part of the same theme that we started 3 or 4 days ago. Turn back to me, says the Lord. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Turn back to me. Pray the word. Pray the Psalms. Come with gratitude over all the good things that have happened and that you've heard God talking to you and that you understand to heed. Move in that direction. I don't know, he might put you at the head of a food ministry or something because the damage that's been done will lead to obviously, Bernie Sanders' favorite thing and Biden's favorite thing, a nice long food line. nice food lines where malnourishment is the order of the day. Of course, what did you expect to be different? Should God forgive the United States?
If they repent.
For the hatred of God? I mean, is that what you do? I hate you, God. Let me bless you, son. No, I don't think that's the way it works. But then again, I was just using common sense. I'm so sorry. Let me apologize 100 times. So sorry. I know that's racist. Okay, that's the end. Tough word, but that's it.
We'll be right back.